Speaking of which, we got the mayor of Hillsboro on the line right now, Tom Stevens, joining us by phone. Mayor, it was a great parade on Saturday. Really couldn't have asked for a better afternoon.
It was just the perfect afternoon. It actually got a little cloudy and a little colder, so it felt like a winter day, much more so than it has like today. So I would say it was just about perfect. So it was a fun thing. Quite a crowd out here.
Yeah, I mean, do we have any sense of the numbers on how many people typically turn out for the parade every year?
Well, I don't know who is counting, and of course there are lined up the entire street.
Right.
But it seemed more crowded to me than typical, and of course we had the new sidewalks there, which were much wider. And as I was walking up and down, I'm in the first car, and so I get to help lead off the parade right after the color guard, and then I get to kind of wander around and watch the parade. So, before the tree lighting. And so as I was walking up and down the sidewalk, I mean, it was deep there.
Yeah.
And so I think there was more people on the sidewalk than had previously been, just by the whole nature of the way that the sidewalks are organized now.
I like the fact that you get to go first and then you get to watch the entire rest of the parade. Because it was the only thing that was disappointing us is like we were in the middle and it was a lot of fun, but then we don't get to see the rest of the parade. So.
Well, it was really a nice evening for Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
It's been several years now we've been doing this late afternoon, early evening, light up the night, and that seems to be the overall sort of best arrangements for folks being able to come and spend a day in Hillsboro, whether you want to come early and hang out in town and do some shopping and then top it off with the parade, or you want to come for the parade and then hang out and get dinner afterwards and enjoy the tree lighting. And certainly the lights are just lots and lots of fun. It's a very, very community event when we do that countdown for the lighting of the tree. And
yeah.
So it just feels very small town, and just it was always a delight to be part of it.
That's really cool. It's always a highlight for us too. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, the Hillsboro Holiday Parade was this past Saturday the 2nd, but the month has just begun. Holiday season still kicking into high gear. So what's coming up holiday related in Hillsboro?
Well, sure. Well, every day's a good day to come to Hillsboro and kind of enjoy that small town feel. But that hometown holidays, the peak events, one of which is coming up this Sunday, is the candlelight tour. And so that's very cool. We've done this a couple of years now. It's in addition to a chance to take a historic tour of Hillsboro, it's also a salute to veterans. So there's six specific places that will be honoring veterans from the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, and the Vietnam era. And so the houses are of those eras. And there will be folks there doing many plays and costumes. The decorations will be relevant. Even antique cars that will match the era for those years where they had automobiles. So that's a lot of fun. Some of the proceeds from the candlelight tour will go to the Orange County Veterans Memorial. In addition to having a chance to see the homes, there's music at a number of the churches, the Teardrop Inn and the Web House. B&Bs just invite you to come by and enjoy some refreshments. There's carriage rides. There's a little train ride. Music at least three different churches, and of course a gingerbread house exhibit, which you can see all week at Kay's Closet, which is one of our very cool new shops. Has over like 60 makers at the end of downtown, right across the street from the museum. So Hillsboro is just kind of a nice place to come, especially on a candlelight tour, but anytime during the week. And then later in the month, be sure and mark your calendar for Thursday the 21st, the solstice, for the lantern walk. That's always a lot of fun. Start making your lanterns now.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that as the day draws nearer, but I know we've talked about this the last couple of years that Hillsboro's done, and it's just such an amazing event on Riverwalk.
Indeed. You've got that very magical stickwork sculpture Of course, there's one going up in Chapel Hill now around the Acklen, but this will be the third year, and it's starting to show a little bit of wear on the a sight to behold. But it's like this little castle, and just having, you know, over 1,000 lanterns just kind of march through the woods and around it is always just a special arts event. So you want to plan. You know, you need a lantern to be a participant in that. So we're looking at LED lanterns, and of course, if you go to the library and the Hillsborough Arts Council, so you can find out a lot more information about how to make your lanterns. Some really incredible artistic creations in this parade, but you know, just a simple lantern would do, so that you don't need to worry about not having a lantern that's good enough. It's mostly just a very big community event, and to participate in this this sense of art with the stick work, with the lantern, the sense of community that happens, and again, be just part of the community.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, visit hillsboroughnc.com is the website for events and happenings in Hillsborough. Hillsboroughnc.gov is the website for town government-related information. And Mayor, before we let you go, I know no board meeting this week, but what's going on in town government that people ought to know about?
Well, you know, we just had Arbor Day and plant a new tree in one of our parks. We're always looking for volunteers to help out, in particular this Saturday. Still have some slots for help in cleaning up the cemeteries. We often have a big crowd. It's very informative, very informational. People put in a lot of effort, though, and to keep this cemeteries, which goes back now hundreds of years, to help keep them tidy and neat. And so that's fun. In terms of meetings, what's coming up next Monday, a week from tonight, is our organizational meeting. And that's, of course, when, as mayor and Kathleen Ferguson and Jen Weaver will be sworn in again, sworn into office, and of course we'll have a certain amount of business that we need to tend to at the end of the year. So it's our last meeting for the year, but it's also that celebratory time. We will also be honoring one of our officers. It's been a long time with the force here, and that'll be a special retirement party. So so it'll be nice. It'll be at the Witted Building because we'll have a little bit larger crowd. So next Monday night is the next meeting that we have. Otherwise, it's, you know, we're just kind of cruising along on, you know, in terms of what's happening, and kind of like a quiet, mostly paying attention to the holiday celebrations and being as helpful as we can to kind of support the town and all the wonderful holiday events that are happening.
Sounds good. HillsboroughNC.gov for information about town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information about events and happenings in town, holiday related and otherwise. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.